Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Dr. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, and many of you have seen him on television. He provides his report to CNBC and broadcast cable organizations like that, and we're the happy beneficiaries of his report for the last 14-plus years. Smallbiz.org, right, Bill? Smallbus.org
is your website. Right. The last 12 reports there and all the charts.
Yeah, all the charts and the summaries, which is what I work off of. It's very handy for me. Thank you for that, Bill. Bill, couple of quick things. Credit markets, 54%, over half of small business owners say they don't want a loan. That's not good news for growth projections. Earnings was up a little bit this time. I think that's apparently another. It's got to be another little shot in the arm for hiring, right?
Yeah, that's it. We had little teeny improvements in sales. Reports of sales trends getting better. That was all right. That stayed up where it should, and the earnings look a little bit better. But you know, still, their expectations for the future were not good. We lost 10 percentage points. And the net percent thinking the economy will be better 6 months from now than think it'll be worse. So 10 percentage points more say worse than better, and that was from a decline from last month from May.
Right.
That's why they just don't have a good view about what's happening in the U.S. And so they're not betting their money. You know, they'll machinery breaks, they'll replace it, but they're not expanding their businesses. So we still have single-digit numbers of firms thinking it's a good time to expand. You've got to do better than that. I mean, it should be 15% instead of the 7 that we got. And that means GDP's not growing, and hiring's not growing, and output's not growing.
Well, Bill, I believe that small business owners are sitting on, in any given moment, their default attitude, their default position is to grow, is to want to grow their business and take advantage, take risks if they can see an opportunity, and so they have, let's say that levels, let's just say it's a 5. They're always at a 5. And if the world around them is positive, then they'll take that level up to 7 or 8. But if the world around them is negative, they'll take it down to 3 or 4. But their default position is, let's say, I'm just going to say, is a 5. And so what's happening when we see these reports where small business owners say, yeah, I'm optimistic about me, but I'm worried about the rest of the world, and we're doing that, right? We're seeing that all the time.
Right.
That's a small business owner saying, I woke up this morning at a 5, but the things I saw around me made me want to operate at a 3 or a 4, not a 6 or 7 or an 8.
Right. I mean, small business owners are pro-growth, pro-expansion.
Pathologically.
Pro-doing more. It is pathological. That's their nature. It's in their genes. And so it takes a lot of work on the part of Washington et al. To keep that depressed, but they seem to be doing it. And consequently, our growth is suffering because this half of the economy is not in gear.
Well, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you something, Bill. It's not just small businesses that are like this. Major corporations are like this, too. And only they're more sophisticated about it in their metrics. Small business owners are more likely to be emotional, a little bit more emotional, a little bit more gut instinct about whether we're going up or down. Big corporations have the resources to be more analytical about it, but either way, the world around us. This is what I've tried to help my small business owners understand, my audience all these years, is we're not just out here on Main Street in Dimebacks, Texas, or Peoria, Illinois. That's maybe where we're located, but the world around us affects our business.
It does indeed. And, of course, the big corporations are, you know, they're making money, but they're not reinvesting in the business. They're just buying their shares back. That's something small businesses, of course, can't do.
Which means they're not paying, doing contracts for small business owners. Bill, quickly, what do you think is going to happen the rest of the year?
Same old. 2.5% growth. You know, interest rates are going to stay low because Janet says so. And
We're not going to go negative again this year.
We won't go negative this year, but we're not going to really see the kind of growth we need to see and want to see.
And Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, sir.
Bill Dunkelberg. In fact, God willing, he and I will be back here next month to talk about this new survey from the NFIB. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.